Joshua chapter 20, begin reading in verse 1.
The Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses. God is reaffirming to Joshua the facts of the cities of refuge. And we'll look in verse 3. That the slayer that killeth any person unawares or unwittingly may flee thither. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he doth flee unto one of those cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place, that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he shall stand before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come into his own house, or his own city, into his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. And they appointed Kadesh in Galilee in the mount of Naphtali, and Shechem in the mount of Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mount of Judah. And the other side, Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness under the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth of Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These are the cities appointed for all the children of Israel. For the stranger that sojourneth among them, and whosoever killeth any person at unawares, might flee thither, not to die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation. We read here about the cities of refuge. There were six cities that God established, and he did it for one reason. He established these cities that someone who had accidentally killed someone might have a place to flee. At that time, they did not have the police force or the justice system that would have officials that would go out. So when someone was accidentally killed, in fact, if anybody was murdered, the one that was responsible for avenging their blood, not revenging their blood, but avenging their blood, was next in kin. Let's say Butch and Tommy's out working, chopping wood, and Butch doesn't realize the head of the axe is loose, and he takes a swing, and that axe head comes off and knocks poor old Tommy in the head and kills him dead as cold. And, well, good gracious, Tommy's family's not going to let that just go by and not say anything about it. They're not supposed to. So Mr. Tommy has some brothers, and I'll tell you one thing, those brothers are not going to let Butch get by with what he's done. They're going to make sure that he pays for it. Again, it's not revenge, it's avenging. It's just like the law. So Tommy has a decision. Butch has a decision. He can hang around home and sort of hope that things work out. Or he can realize, I have a refuge. I have a place I can flee to. Remember now, Tommy's brothers, Tommy's next of kin, someone is coming after Butch. And the law tells him he has the right, he has the responsibility to go after that person that killed his kin, his brother. So Butch has a decision, just hang around home and hope things work out, and probably get killed. Or he can flee to one of these cities, and that's exactly what we're finding here. And the Bible says if Butch can get inside the city, if he can get to the gate and explain to those gatekeepers, those elders, what happened, they can let him in. And as long as he's in the city, everything's all right. The avenger of blood, Tommy Skin, cannot get to Butch. He is safe in that city of refuge. Here's a person, listen to me, who has killed someone that didn't mean to. It was an accident. But the man is still dead. Poor old Tommy's still dead. course, he's in heaven. I don't guess that's too bad. But somebody's going to pay. Somebody is going to have to, and rightfully so, someone has to answer for the death of some person. Now listen to me. The picture of this is this. We are responsible. Listen to me. Now, Butch is responsible for Tommy's death. He's responsible. It was his hand that killed him. It was his hand that ended his life. And listen to me. Here's the picture. Here's the story. Here's what God is saying to us this morning. You are responsible for the death of God's Son. I am responsible for Calvary. There is a cross because of me and because of you. He died there for me. He died there as me. And you can explain it a thousand different ways. The bottom line is someone is responsible for somebody dying. And I want to look this morning at the cities of refuge. Could I mention first the people of these cities? We see first the accused. In verse 3, it says that the slayer that killeth any person unawares or unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge for the avenger of blood. The first person involved with this story is Butch, the accused, the one who has killed someone else. And that's exactly what we find here. Deuteronomy 19:4 tells us the same thing. It says, whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hated not in the past. It was not an act of hatred. It was not because they had argued earlier and Butch is getting revenge. He's going to make that sorry Tommy pay, and he kills him on purpose. It was an accident. He did not mean to. Now listen, this murder, the Bible speaks to that. And it says when the avenger comes, he has a right to put him to death as soon as he sees him. Not only the right, but the responsibility. Numbers 35, verse 20 and verse 21 says, but if he thrusts him of hatred or hurt at him by lying in wait that he die, or in enmity smite him with his hand that he die, that he smote him shall surely be put to death. For he is a murderer, and the revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. If it's murder, when that avenger of blood finds him, he's dead as 4 o'clock, as sure as the world, and rightfully so. But this is a case of an accident. I mentioned first the person of these cities is the accused, but then also we see the avenger. In verse 3 it says, they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Well, now Tommy's dead. And someone has to at least face the responsibility of that death. Someone has to determine, did Butch do it by accident or did he do it on purpose? I know my brother's dead. Someone must face this responsibility. And the avenger, the next of kin, brother or whatever, had the responsibility. They were the avenger of blood. And it was their responsibility and their right to go after that accused person. And you know what that is? That's God's holiness, God's judgment. Somebody has done something wrong. And God's judgment, hey, listen to me. We were guilty of putting Christ to death. And the holiness of God cannot sit back and pretend it didn't happen. God does, God will, God must deal with sin. I say we were under the judgment of God before we got saved. If you're not saved now, the avenger of blood is coming after you. You are guilty of the blood of Christ, and he will not forget it. He will not ignore it. That avenger of blood had the right and the responsibility to seek down that guilty person and to execute judgment on the spot. I say something this morning. If you're alive, and I see that you are, you ought to say thank you, God, for not dealing with me already. Thank you, Lord, for not putting me to death before I got saved. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, you ought to say, thank you, God, for giving me another chance to accept your Son. The avenger of blood, God's judgment is coming after you at any moment. Butch could expect that next of kin to show up. He had no idea when they were coming. He had no idea what time, day or night, but they're on the way. And probably when he least expected, they would show up, and they had the right and the responsibility right then to put him to death. So it is with the judgment of God. We are guilty of putting Jesus to death, and that demands a payment. I talk about the people of these cities, the accused and the avenger, but I want to say, number three, there's the attendants in every gate of these cities. God had established elders. And when that person who had killed someone unwittingly by accident, when they ran to the city, they got to the gates, they had to explain to the attendant what had happened. The attendant would listen carefully and judge wisely and would refuse the person entrance or receive the person and let them come in. As long as that person can get into the city, they're safe. But the one that's attending the gate decides whether they are welcome to come or they aren't. And that's the good grace of God, how he welcomes those. Hey, I don't deserve his grace. I didn't deserve his salvation, but I still got both. He let me come into his family. He received me into his place of safety. And since I'm in there, I'm protected. Once that person gets into the city, once that person who has been guilty of killing someone, if they can get inside the gate, they are safe. 1 inch inside the gate, they're safe. 1 inch outside the gate, they're in trouble. As long as they aren't inside the gate, the avenger has the right and responsibility to kill them. So I say, number one, the people of these cities. You see, listen, for that avenger of blood, it was a personal thing. I mean, you killed my brother, and I am going to find out what happened. I care enough for my brother to find out. Now, you say you did it by accident. And everybody who knows about it says it was an accident, but I am going to find out. And if I can catch you, I don't care why you did it. My brother is dead, and you're going to pay. It's a personal thing. Can I remind you? We killed God's Son. I say that's personal. We killed God's Son. I don't think the Father is going to take that lightly. It's a personal thing. But it's not only a personal thing, it's a powerful thing. The avenger of blood not only had the responsibility to seek after the one that had killed that next of kin, but they had the right. The law said you have the right to go and take. If you can catch them, you can kill them. And that's how it is with God's judgment. God's not going to just forget about our sin. He's not going to just let Calvary go by without any kind of justice about it. He's not going to let you or I put his Son to death because of our sin and let us go free on our own. I mentioned first the people of these cities. Can I mention secondly the placement of these cities? If you look on a map on the west side of Jordan, Jordan River down the middle, on the west side to the north was the city of Kadesh. About halfway down there was the city of Shechem. All the way down to the south was the city of Hebron. On the east side of the Jordan, all the way up north, there was Golan. About halfway back, it was Ramoth-Gilead. And then all the way down south of that area was the city of Bezer. So these cities were placed exactly where God wanted them to be placed. It didn't matter where you were in the country. If you killed somebody by accident, there was a city close enough for you to get to if you would just go to it. The placement of the cities. These cities were available. It says in Numbers 35, verse 15, these six cities shall be a refuge both to the children of Israel, Jews, for the stranger, Gentiles, and for the sojourner among them. It didn't matter if you was a Jew or a Gentile, or somebody that just came to town visiting. If you put someone to death by accident, these cities were available to you. And salvation is available to whosoever will. He died for us all. You know what that means? He died for you. Jesus died just for you. Oh yeah, he died for all. He died for everybody. But I want to say this morning, he died personally just for you. If you were the only one, your sin was sufficient to send him to the cross. And if you were the only one, he would have died for you. So it's your sin. It's my sin. It's available. These cities are available to anybody. I'm glad. They're available to you this morning. I'm glad in 1972 I found out they were available to me. I called on the Lord as an old, strung-out drug addict, and I had no hope for myself, no hope for anything better. And when I called on him, he heard me and let me in. The placement of these cities, they were available, but they also were accessible. Didn't matter where you were at in the country, you were close enough to one of those cities where you could get to it. Listen to me. Within one day, you could get there. You can't say, well, I'll tell you what, I sure would like to have a city. I sure would like to have a place of refuge, but it's so far away, there's no way in the world I could ever get there. Nobody in the country could say that. God had placed the cities close enough to where anybody could get there if they just go. They were available. They were accessible. You could reach it within one day. Listen to me. Some of them were on hills. Where in a lot of places in the country, you could see it from wherever you were. You could see it and go to it. It was accessible. It was close enough to get to. Listen to me. The gates never closed. Didn't matter if you came at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd find open gates. They were accessible. Every year, they went out through all the roads. And every road from every junction, every hamlet, if that road led to a city of refuge, they repaired those roads. Every stone they took out of the road, every gully they filled in, every branch that had fallen across the road they took out, they made sure that no matter where you were, no matter who you were, if you needed a city of refuge, you could get there and get there easily. Every year they repaired those roads to make sure if anybody needs that refuge, they can get to it. They put road signs at every junction pointing to the city of refuge. And one word, refuge. Refuge. When you get to a junction, you get to a fork, you don't have to wonder about which way to go. The sign points you this way, because when you're running, when somebody's behind you trying to kill you to avenge that blood, you don't need to waste time trying to decide which way to go. You don't need to stop for directions. So they made sure these cities were accessible, easily gotten to. They were available. They were accessible. I mentioned number three, not only the people of these cities and the placement of these cities, but I want to say this, the purpose of these cities. God had put these cities where he had in the country, and he did it for a reason. It was to offer a place of escape. The Avengers coming after me, and he has the right and the responsibility and the desire and the means to put me to death. And if he catches me, I will die. He will put me to death. So these cities were placed there to offer a place of escape. To escape the Avenger. Listen, to escape the wrath. To escape the judgment of God that's on me. Butch's only alternative is to forget it and hang around and die, or get to a city. And if he can get to a city, he escapes the wrath, the vengeance of the Avenger of Blood. I want to tell you something. You have one alternative, Jesus Christ, or it's hell. There is no other alternative. There is no other way. There is no other hope. The only way I can escape the wrath of the avenger, the only way I can escape the judgment of God that I rightfully deserve, is to get to that city of refuge, to get to the place, the person where he offered and made available that place of escape. If I can get to the city, I've escaped his wrath. It's a place of escape. The purpose of these cities, it was offered as a place of escape. It was offered as a place of encouragement. When Butch runs to the city and gets inside, you know what? He finds people inside the city. They went through exactly what he's gone through. He finds Danny, and Danny was out working, and he killed somebody accidentally too. He finds Albert, and Albert did the same thing. They're in the same bunch in this city, and they get together and talk about, man alive, how good it is to be free. Boy, we know I identify with you. We're in the same bunch. We're in the same family. I know how it is. Man, I felt the breath of the avenger coming. I'm so glad I got to the city of refuge. It's not only a place of escape, it's a place of encouragement. I say to you this morning, I know we got trials, but we're in the same family. We got a God who helps us. And I can get help from him, but I can lean on you too. You can encourage me and I can encourage you. We can get help from each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're all in the city. If you're saved, it's a place of escape. It's a place of encouragement. I say also, it was a place of excitement. I don't believe they sit around saying, boy, I sure have had a rough day. Boy, it's sure been a long day here in the city of refuge. You know what? The best cities in the country were the city of refuge. The most well-maintained dwellings of the country were in the cities of refuge. When you get in there, you ain't glumpy. It ain't sad, despair, misery on me. You get inside there, you say, hallelujah. Never realized there's anything on earth like this. And when I got saved, I realized, man alive, I don't have to do anything to have fun. All I got to do is sit around and think about how good God is. And that's fun enough for me to say, amen, I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad I'm in the city. So let me get to my message. That was the introduction. I got 9 minutes for the message. May not take that long. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. Butch has killed Tommy. Someone has killed someone accidentally. What does Butch have to do? Number one, he has to recognize what has happened. He can ignore it and hope that everything's all right, but that ain't gonna work. Because Tommy's brother, when he hears, it may be 5 minutes after Tommy's death that his brothers find out. And in 5 minutes, somebody, the avenger, Tommy's relative, is coming to find Butch. So Butch better find out right quick. I got to decide something. That person in need, listen to me. That person in need of the city must first recognize, I need some help. I am in trouble. Judgment's coming, rightfully so. Death is on the way. And a sinner must recognize, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I put Jesus on the cross. My sin put him there. My sin. I may feel like I'm a good person, but that's not what God says. I may feel like I'm as good as anybody else, but God says you probably are, but everyone's rotten. We are all sinners. We are all condemned. We are all under the judgment of God. And the person who needs that city must first recognize their need. Bush needs to recognize, I need to make a decision. What am I going to do about my situation? Don't ignore it. Don't put it off. That person that needs a city must first recognize. Then I think not only did they recognize, I believe they ran. They didn't wait, but Butch better not wait. Because Tommy's brothers liked him pretty good. And Tommy's family doesn't have a daddy now. or granddaddy. And his brother says, somebody's paying for the death of my brother. Rightfully so. And the second they find out about Tommy's death, they are coming after Butch. And Butch, if he wants to be safe, better not delay. I'll tell you what, they did not wait. They ran. Butch better run as fast as he can. He better not even go back home and kiss Gail bye, because it probably will be the last time. He can't go home and take time to gather in some supplies for the journey, because he has no idea when the Avenger's coming. He has no idea when that Avenger shows up, and when he does, if he catches Butch before he gets to the city, Butch is dead. So he cannot wait. He cannot wonder. He better go. They ran. They didn't linger. They didn't wait. And that tells me of the urgency of salvation. It's been said already today. Today is a day of salvation. Now. You won't find one time in the Bible, not one time in the Bible, will you find God ever saying to a sinner, take your time. I'll wait around and let you decide. But he does say often how quick, how hurried, how urgent it is that we accept his Son as Savior. Butch better get on the way to the city or he's dying. And you better claim Christ, call on him, accept him, or you're liable to die and go to hell. I have no idea when you're leaving this world. I have no idea when he's coming back. But I know this, both are going to happen. And before that happens, I better make sure we're right. They ran. Listen to me. I believe people all around the neighborhood, when they found out what happened, people that cared about Butch, and listen, even cared about Tommy, when they saw Butch running, they said, run, Butch, go, Butch, run, Butch. And I believe as they saw him coming, those that are already inside the city, they saw Butch coming, they said, come on, Butch, run, Butch, the Avenger's coming. Everybody understands the urgency. And everybody's pulling for Butch, except the Avenger of Blood. And he wants to find Butch and put him to death. I say this morning, the only friends you have is the God of heaven and God's people, lost or saved. The devil wants to do away with you. He wants to see you in hell. They recognized, they ran. You know what I think? Probably somebody in Butch's neighborhood, while he's hurrying to head on down the road, they say, oh, Butch, don't worry about it. Avenger of Blood, are you kidding me? You surely don't believe that. I know Tommy's family. They're going to understand. And there's somebody right now this morning, if you're lost, telling you, oh, don't worry about it. You'll be all right. Not today. Later on, sure, you get saved later on, but not now. You know that voice? You know where it's coming from? It's coming from the devil. It's coming from your flesh. Both are a lie. They recognized, they ran. And when he got inside, I believe not only did Butch recognize and ran, but when he got inside, he realized. They ran and they got to the city and they pled their case and the elders let them in. When they got in there, I think they realized, oh, thank the Lord, I am safe. I am safe. I am free from the judgment of the Avenger. 1 second too early, if he'd gotten to me, I'd be dead. But I got in. I got in. Boy, we need to realize this morning, if you're in the family, you are safe and sound. Hey, listen to me. As long as they got in the city, the elders were responsible to make sure the Avenger of Blood didn't get in. God will make sure you're safe. The Avenger of Blood has no power over you. If you're in the city, if you've been forgiven, you're under the blood. You're safe. We need to realize how free we are. Realize I could be in hell right now, but I'm not, and I ain't going. I believe they not only recognized and ran and realized, but I believe they rejoiced. I said it already. Could I pick on it just a little bit more? When they got in there, they met a whole lot of people who had been in the same condition they had been in. And I believe they just had a good shouting spell. You ask me why I'm happy. I'll just tell you why. It's because my sins are gone. I got a reason to rejoice. I got a reason to say amen. I got a reason to say thank you, Father, for your goodness to me. The avenger of blood was after me, but I arrived at the city of refuge, and his grace has covered me, and I'm protected from all that I can get from the devil or from the Lord's judgment. I'm rejoicing. And I think they not only recognized and ran and realized and rejoiced, but I think they remembered. As long as they got to the city of refuge, they were safe until the high priest died. And our high priest, if I remember right, the Bible says he ever liveth. I don't have to worry about whether he's alive or dead. I know he's alive. But I believe once they got in, they're sitting around the campfire at night. They just get to remembering how it was to have that judgment, how it was to have that fear, how it was to have that weight, listen to me, of being guilty of putting, somebody died because of me. Somebody is dead because of me, but all that's gone now. I'm in the city of refuge and all that's behind me. I think they just sit around and remember just how good God had been to them. And it do us well just every once in a while just to remember where you were when God found you and what it took for God to bring you into his lap of luxury, his gift of grace, his family of forgiveness, and how God worked the circumstances and worked all the things. I'm telling you, I look back as a teenager that despised church and how I had to go with the Price family and heard Buddy Fox preach the Word of God. And I don't remember a word that he said, but the seed was planted. And I remember so many circumstances and things in my life where God was just pulling this and pushing that and working this and working that to bring me to himself. I remember those things, and I believe he's pleased when we remember. Need to remember where you were when Jesus found you and where you would be if he hadn't. Now, I say to us who are saved, we ought to thank the Lord for the city this morning, for a place we can flee to, his forgiveness, his grace, his salvation. I say to you who are lost this morning, there's a city this morning still. There's forgiveness to be had. There's grace to be enjoyed. There's salvation to be accepted. But until you get in that salvation, until you accept that grace, until you become a Christian, you are completely exposed to the judgment and condemnation of your sin. And at any moment, any second, your life could end. And if your life ends outside the city of forgiveness, the city of refuge, you'll end up in hell. But God has established a place. He established a person that you can come to. Run to. Don't wait. Don't delay. Because the avenger's on the way. Judgment is coming. My prayer, my request, my plead with you is to come to him this morning. Run to that city. Come to him for forgiveness. Ask him to save you. Don't stay lost when you don't have to. Don't take a chance on hell when you don't have to. Let's stand together. Father, please speak to hearts. Speak to people. Open eyes. Turn the light on. Bring them, Lord, to the place of submission and yielding. As Christians, help us to be thankful for what you've done and live like we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. If you need to be saved this morning, would you come? That's the bottom line. Jesus Christ died for you. Will you not just forget that? Will you not just ignore that? Would you accept the free gift of salvation this morning by turning your life over to him? Would you come this morning? Would you run to that city? I'm sorry, but you're guilty. We all are. Judgment's coming. It's on the way. I don't know when it's going to attack. I don't know when it's going to hit. I don't know when it's going to visit your house. Don't know when it's going to come to you, but it's on the way. You're already under the condemnation of God because of the fact that you're guilty, just like all of us have been. But there's a place to find forgiveness. There's a place to have your sin washed away. The God of heaven, His holiness is angered because of sin, but His mercy and grace pleads with us. Will you please come to me? I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you. I want to do good in your life. I want to put the past in the past. I want all your failures and sin. I want it all washed away. I'll do it. I'll forgive you. Will you come? If you're saved, you'd like to just come and say, thank you, Lord. I want to remember what you did. Surely think that'd be an order. Please mind the Lord this morning. Don't wait. Don't delay. Please come while you can. A lot of people stood in invitations just like this and thought about getting saved and finally decided not to, and they didn't realize that was their last chance. And right now, I'm sorry, but right now they're in hell and they'll stay there forever because they waited too late. That avenger of blood's coming. That judgment's on the way. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't ponder. Don't wonder about it. Run to Him while you can.